Alright, joining us in studio now, always look forward to this because I'm learning so much, and already we're getting glad Run and Timo back to inform and teach us from Al. Thanks, Al. Run Lupo from Gold Capital, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you for asking.
You're looking ready for summer.
Yeah, summer feels like it's around the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had wonderful weather in the last couple of days.
And the blossoms.
Oh, yeah, and the smell, and that flowery smell. You always know when spring's about to start.
Yeah, I can just feel it.
Yeah.
And the warm wind on the skin, just
and
gorgeous.
And people's attitudes are different. They're more lively, joyful. They're not so sad.
Hopeful.
And
yeah.
Summer always brings us hopeful energy.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
But can we talk about some gold, and can we talk about insurance?
Sure, sure.
Okay, so when you, I think it was one of the first interviews that I did with you, you spoke about needing to get valuations for insurance.
Yes.
You work a lot with insurance companies as Gold Capital, correct?
Well, not with Gold Capital.
Or with your clients who work.
We have another company that does jewelry replacements for insurance companies. So in other words, if you have a robbery, your insurance company will send you to us and we would replace your jewelry for you. So, so my vast knowledge on insurance claims stretches back for about 15 years of what to do and what not to do before the claim and whilst you have a claim. So there are so many steps that one needs to take which are very simple. Yet if you don't do it, you could find yourself in serious trouble when you have a claim and they can repudiate it exceptionally easy.
Okay, so what are the things that we need to know? Because I know our listeners are...
First and foremost, complacency is not a good thing when it comes to jewelry. Like people in the past have valued their stuff 10, 15 years ago when they got engaged or married or when they inherited a lot of jewelry, and you just tend to forget about that. And that's an issue on its own because an item, a gold chain that cost 10, 15 years ago about 1,000 or 2,000 rand is now costing about 10 or 12,000 rand. So there's a serious issue where clients come and claim for items that they cannot replace because they haven't updated their valuation certificates. And it comes from complacency because the brokers also should be telling their clients to update their valuations. And a lot of people don't want to do it because it costs money.
But not only that, I think possibly that brokers are saying, you need to update your valuations, but jewelry is something that gets overlooked.
Again, because it costs money.
Yeah.
And it costs serious money if you've got a lot of items. For instance, when we ran that special month campaign where we were doing free valuations, by the way, we're doing it this month again.
Because it's your birthday month.
Correct. It's my birthday month, so we're doing giveaways. For instance, we had a lot of your clients coming in with 20, 30 pieces. Generally, that would cost them anything between 3,000 to 7,000 rand at a retail store. They were getting that service absolutely free, and it does that to evaluate those kind of items takes between 3 to 5 hours if you do it properly. So it's very time consuming and hence it costs a lot of money. So people like to overlook things that cost money. But Murphy's Law will never happen to me until it does. And when it does, they find themselves in a serious bother where they get all upset that, well, they had this amazing chain or this beautiful engagement ring that they got 10, 15 years ago. And now because of inflation and because of the rand-dollar exchange rate and the gold price, you cannot even come close to replacing it at what their old valuation says. And also insurance companies penalize you if you're underinsured. So what they do is if your item at the time was worth 1,000 rand, let's say, and now it's worth 10,000 rand, they're going to apply average and deduct an additional 20 or 30% off your claim of the 1,000 rand, even though you're underinsured, as penalizing you for not taking the time and effort to update your valuations. So there's huge, huge implications of people being complacent.
Very interesting. We're talking about, insurance, insuring your jewelry, how you get it valued. And if you've got any questions for Ron, you can hear how knowledgeable he is. Then send through an SMS 34519 or you can WhatsApp 062-148-2374. Those WhatsApps are free if you've got... if you've got the Wi-Fi
and
or the free data, yeah.
Yes, and a lot of people think because their jewelry is old, it doesn't hold much value. You know, and that's a problem on its own. You know, those heavy, thick charm bracelets, or those bangles that we once used to wear, or those thick, heavy chains, or the seniority clasp where you used to put your enhancers on. You know, that kind of jewelry in the past was not expensive. But because gold price has gone through the roof in the last 7 to 10 years, everything's more than doubled. So things that were not so valuable then are exceptionally valuable now. So it's worthwhile to take advantage of the free valuations that we are doing at Gold Capital for the high listeners, and just see where you're at, and just see if you've sufficiently covered, because insurance companies don't like to hear any stories. They say, well, your policy says X, Y, and Z. You've got to have updated valuations. You've got to have proof of ownership. Proof of ownership is a valuation certificate or a credit card slip or some form of invoice, because that's so important when having a claim. Is the first and foremost, they will ask you, where's your proof of ownership? And if you don't have those documents in place, your claim is immediately repudiated. So it's very, very important for clients to take initiative now, look through their drawers, look at what they've got, and come and see us. It's a free service.
How long does it take to do a valuation?
Well, it can take hours. If they've
so got, I've got a charm bracelet.
I know, a charm bracelet will take literally about 10, 15 minutes.
Really?
One item can take, depending if it's a diamond ring and it's intricate, that can take about 10, 15 minutes. If it's just a plain gold chain, it can literally take five minutes,
yeah,
to do the valuation.
And do I get a certificate afterwards?
Of course. We issue all your stuff comes with certificates if you come see us. Has to.
And that'll be recognized by any insurance company?
Any insurance company. You just fax or email it to your broker. They keep it on file, so if God forbid there is a claim, you have your proof, you've got your valuation in place, and there's no problems or hassles.
Well, you know, especially with fine jewelry, often it's something that's put away and you kind
that's
of don't
I'm
think
saying.
About it.
No.
And before you know it, another year has passed and another year has passed and another year has passed and
that's
haven't
the
updated
point.
It.
Sure. And as I said, I mean, gold price has more than doubled in the last 6 years, and the rand-dollar exchange rate has, you know, all diamond prices are determined by the rand-dollar exchange rate. So, you know, the rand's taken a smack from 7 rand to just over 13 rand now in the last 6 years. So, you know, it's nearly doubled. So the diamond prices have doubled in relation to the exchange rate. So all your listeners there who have inherited big diamonds or small diamonds, they need to come and see me, because, you know, we live in a very high crime rate society here, and
anything could happen.
And
fire, crime, you could lose it
easily.
You know.
And we see it every day, because we deal with these clients every day. You know, people who said, oh my word, you can't believe I had a robbery, or, you know, it disappeared, or I lost it. You know, it happens every single day.
Yeah.
So don't be a statistic and say, oh shit, I should have done that and I should have done that.
Oh darn.
Oh darn, should I say, sorry.
Oh darn, shucky darn and slop those cows. All right. Run, there's a nice message that's come through for you. And if you've got any questions, please feel free to send them through 34519, or you can WhatsApp 0621482374. This comes from Sandy. She says, went to Run at Gold Capital, and his friendly staff and his understanding made the experience an easy one. Thanks, Run. You are a mensch. She says, don't mention her surname. Well, we don't know your surname. So, well, you might know the surname. I don't know the surname.
I don't know. You know, in that week, in that week, we literally had about 25, 30 people, high listeners, coming in. So we were inundated with people nonstop. And it was great. I mean, we love giving back to the community. You know, it's a free service where, as I said,
Everybody loves free.
Everybody loves free.
Exactly. All right, Ron, what are the other things that we need to know in terms of either, you know, updating our policies with our insurance companies or lodging claims? What are the things that your experience has taught us or has taught you that you can share with us?
Well, number one, what you need to do is get in touch with your broker and speak to your broker, communicate with them, and do it via email, not by phone. Because as long as you've got in writing what you need, and you cover all those avenues, they cannot come back to you and once you have a claim and say, well, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. That's what I've learned. Get everything in writing. Telephone calls are things of the past where it's he said, she said, and you don't want to be caught in that kind of a scenario. But I can tell you there are very simple things that one needs to do in order to make sure that everything is in order. Number one, you have to have, if you have a big diamond, you generally need a diamond certificate from a diamond laboratory. Now, that we can facilitate as well. We can send it to the top two laboratories in the country, which is GIA and EGL, on your behalf. There's a small fee obviously involved in that, but it holds such credibility when you have a diamond that's certified by a diamond laboratory. And insurance companies love the fact that you have a diamond certificate from a laboratory, because it verifies your diamond. It tells them what color, clarity and size you have, and it gives them all the proportions. So when, God forbid, you do have a claim, you indemnified, you are put back in the same position as you were before your loss. And that's what insurance companies have to do by law, indemnify you, put you back in the same position. So that's the first thing you need to do, is make sure that you have all your documents in place. But again, it's no point in having the documents in place if you haven't emailed your broker all the documents. So you have to always email your broker and then phone them afterwards and make sure that they've received it and let them send you an email of acknowledgement. Because I've heard horror stories in the past where clients have emailed, they've sent it to the wrong email address, and the broker does not have anything on record. And when the claim happens, well, said, I'm sorry, we didn't have it on file. So, you know, you don't have proof of ownership. So proof of ownership is the most important thing that insurance companies look for.
And all parties have to have copies of that. Your Correct. Insurance company, your broker, obviously yourself.
Correct. All right. Always important. I wanted to also talk about luxury watches. You know, a lot of people like think, well, my watch is so old, it's not worth anything. But you'd be shocked at these Omegas and these Rolexes, these vintage watches. They are worth thousands, sometimes even hundreds of thousands of rands. I'll give you an example. I went to go see a gentleman about a week and a half ago. He had the Steve McQueen Explorer 2.
I have to look that up.
Now, that watch is literally over 45 years old. He bought it in 1981, but manufactured in 1973. The Steve McQueen Rolex. They specially made this model for Steve McQueen. Now, at the time, it was worth pennies and cents. I mean, in the 1970s and early 80s. Today, it's worth over R250,000. And if I tell you, if you saw this watch, it looks like nothing. It looks like a plain, simple stainless steel watch.
Black face. It's got one orange hand.
That's it. That's exactly the watch. And that watch, because it's a vintage, is worth R250,000. Rand, and it's over 40 years old. So for all your listeners who have got these old vintage watches, generally in the old days, a lot of people wore Omega, Breitling. Rolex was strong in the market, but generally a lot of people wore Omega, Breitlings, Tags. Before Tag came into being, there was a brand called Hoya. Now that, if anyone's got a Hoya brand, that's also worth hundreds of thousands of rands, depending on the condition and if you have the original box and papers. So for all your listeners out there that have got vintage old watches, they definitely need to come and see me to
get it. Do they have to be in working order?
No, not at all. Actually, collectors love the fact that they are damaged, that the glass is broken, that the strap, because it brings more flair to the vintage.
More the story.
Correct. So the watch that I bought from this gentleman a week and a half ago.
Yes.
When I sent it to Rolex to get it refurbished, all the collectors, when I sent out the mail what I've got, they went ballistic and I said, don't you dare touch that watch. Call it back. Because collectors love the fact that it's damaged, that it's got that whole history behind it of time. As soon as you refurbish a watch, it looks brand spanking new. You lose that whole, you
it's
know.
It's like coins like that.
Correct.
You don't want to be polishing your old coins.
No, not at all. Defeats the whole purpose.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so vintage watches is another big thing that we never got to see any of it the last time we ran the valuations. And I think the reason being is because people don't think there is no value to them.
That's so interesting about Rolex. I was watching something on YouTube, and it was about a murder. It was one of these real, you know, medical detectives kind of shows, and they had found an arm in the middle of the ocean, and it had a Rolex on it.
They didn't find
the rest of the body.
Oh my word!
But at the back of the Rolex, or inside, or whatever it is, each Rolex has its own serial number.
Correct.
And those serial numbers are registered with Rolex.
Correct.
And through that, they were actually able to trace who the guy was, and they solved the murder. And they caught the murderer as well.
Well, that's, you're 100% right, Kathy.
It's incredible.
You're 100% right. And it's not just Rolex, it's Cartier, also have it. So when you have a serial number, every retailer all over the world gets issued stocks of Rolexes or whatever brand. And Rolex keep a record of the serial numbers to which retail stores they went to. Now the retailer, when he sells that Rolex watch, registers the person's name who he sold it to. So there's a whole history that you can backtrack of to the end user from originally to even the retailer that it was sold at.
Incredible.
So, yeah, so that's been going forever, but that's amazing that they found the hand.
Yeah,
that's
an arm.
That's amazing.
All. And they were able to identify. Yeah, it didn't have fingerprints. It didn't have anything.
That's insane.
And they were able to identify him because of the Rolex. And they knew that it wasn't robbery because they didn't take the Rolex. Okay, so we're speaking to Ran Lupo. He is from Gold Capital. I will give you details in a couple of minutes of how to get hold of Ran. So go and get a pen and paper if you haven't already got one. Otherwise, you can go and check out their website. It's goldcapital.co.za. Yes. Somebody wants to know, who is Steve? I only know Lightning. Lightning McQueen from Cars. No. No.
Steve McQueen was the actor.
Yeah.
Yes. And funny enough, they also did a Rolex for Paul Newman. I'm sure your listeners would know Paul Newman.
Really?
Yeah, now that Rolex watch, now, if you have it today, is worth over $500,000. Some of it, depending on the condition, worth $1 million, the Paul Newman Rolex
watch. How many of these were issued?
I wouldn't be able to tell you that, but I can tell you now, very limited amount. Because they are so sought after. The Paul Newman's even more expensive than Steve McQueen.
Well, it's got a white face. And it's got three black faces on your small little chronograph.
That's it. But that watch, Kathy, if you have one of those, you can come straight to the bank. That you're getting minimum of R500,000. Minimum.
Really?
If you have box and papers, probably close to R1 million. I just want to also discuss the other services that Gold Capital offers. I mean, yeah, we offer the valuations and we can advise you on your insurance and all of that. But you must also understand that we also loan money to people that are in need of a small bridging finance, a month, 2 months, 6 months, where we take collateral in terms of your watches, your diamonds, or your gold jewelry, and we charge a small percentage of interest, and you can obviously service that loan for however long you need until you need to get your items back. So it's a good thing to think of if you in.
What sort of interest rate and all of that? Like, how do you work that out?
We work out
do you have a standard interest rate?
No, generally not. We evaluate the risk, we evaluate the duration, and then we quote accordingly. But the items are stored in a very secure, in a very secure safety deposit box. So, and there's a formal legal contract that each party gets. So everything's above board, clear, transparent, and you can have peace of mind that your items are very well secure and you can claim it back at any given time. We only need 24 hours notice.
Maybe.
So that's one of the services we offer. Obviously, because it's my birthday month this month, as I said to you in the last show.
When exactly is your birthday?
No, that's...
I can't believe
and
you're
don't
so
ask me my age either, because
so
I'm going to laugh. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We are paying literally like gold price this month on any of your gold jewelry that you have, 9 carat, 18 carat, 14 carat. You know, most of the Israeli jewelry that comes from Israel are 14 carats. So it's a really, really good time to sell. Gold price has performed beautifully in the last 3 weeks due to the weak exchange rate and the gold price going up. Trump's making a lot of noise out there and people are getting very skitty with North Korea.
Yeah.
So they're all jumping to gold. So gold's gone up literally by 7-8% in the last 2 weeks, which is a really good time to sell.
Yes, very nice. Look, if you want to get hold of Ran, at Ran Lupo at Gold Capital, the telephone number is 011-447-4522. Got it? 011 047-4522. And he's got offices in Sandton, Ilova and Centurion. So you can get hold of him there. All right. We've got to take a traffic update and then we're going to be giving away a diamond. Are we going to do it?
Yes, we are.
We're launching another competition. Woohoo! Woo! I'm Kathy Kayla and I'm speaking to Run Lupo. He's from Gold Capital. I invite him in every week and we talk about different ways to invest in vintage watches and diamonds and all the luxury items. So, Run, we're going to be giving away a diamond, or you are anyway.
Yeah, we're going to be launching a
competition. You know, we don't need to have a competition. Just give it.
I handed over the last cougar egg to you as well.
And look how well that worked out.
Yeah, your winner was exceptionally excited and happy about that cougar egg.
Yeah, yeah, gosh. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so let's just talk about the diamond competition.
Yeah, so Diamond Channel, my other company called the Diamond Channel. Because it's obviously the turning of the season and it's spring and everyone's got a little spring in their step and it's engagement season, believe it or not. You know, generally we see a huge spike in engagement in proposals from the month of August right through till January. So, you know, you guys out there that are looking for a really, really good deal, on diamonds.
I thought you were going to say a really, really good woman.
Yeah. No, I can't help you with that. But I can help you with an awesome, awesome price on a diamond.
All right. So it's called preparation.
Preparation. Okay. Guys are absolutely clueless when they come and see us, which is fantastic because we just guide them through the whole process. They are so overwhelmed on what kind of, a one-on-one, you know, personal service that one gets at the Diamond Channel, that the process is absolutely like a fabulous experience.
And
it really
boxes
is.
Boxes with lights inside.
Oh, yeah. And we show you hundreds of diamonds, confuse you even more.
Great.
Yeah. So we always narrow it down, obviously, according to your budget. But the Diamond Channel for the month of August and beginning of September. So we're doing it for 4 weeks. We're giving away a diamond to the value of actually 20,000 rand.
Wow.
Yeah. We're giving a diamond to the value of 20,000 rand. And again, we are going to give you a range of what the size is, the color, and the clarity. And the listener that guesses it correct, well, closest to it, will win the diamond.
All right. So give us the range of this diamond.
So the color ranges from color I to color L. So that's the color.
Okay.
The clarity will range from a VVS2 to an SR2. And the size will range from a 0.4.
Okay. Hold on a second. What is VVS2 to SR2?
So VVS stands for very, very small inclusion.
Okay.
And SR stands for small inclusion. And in between the VVS and the SR, there's VS, which stands for very small inclusion.
Okay.
So if you really want to know what all these terminologies mean, all you have to do is go to Google, Google clarity of diamonds, and the self-explanatory.
On diamondchannel.co.za, you've actually got a whole explanation of
correct.
And how they're graded and all of that.
That's correct.
Okay, so your color from I to L. Clarity is from VVS2 to SI2.
That's right.
Okay.
And the size will be from a 0.4 carat to a 0.59 carat. So it's a big stone. 0.4 carat to a 0.59 carat. That's your range. So the person who gets the exact size, color, clarity, or the closest to it.
And the value.
The value is 20,000 rand retail, so...
Well,
20,000 wholesale at us.
No, well, that's the value of the diamond that we're giving away.
That's at the Diamond Channel. The retail price will be close to about 30, 35,000.
Yeah.
That's the retail price of it.
Wow.
We're wholesalers, so, you know, wholesale will be about...
Well, that makes sense, because, you know...
Who wants to pay retail? Gosh.
People, we don't go through the middleman.
No.
Everybody knows.
I just did a friend of mine, which I tend not to do. I don't like to do friends rings just because if there's an issue or there's a headache, you're just obligated to, you know. So, but she literally showed her friends the ring and they all said between 20 to 30,000 rand that that Ringsworth, and he literally paid less than half at us. So you really get good deals at the Diamond Channel.
Okay, so Ron, how do people enter? What do they have to do?
So think very clearly and carefully about your answers. We are only going to give you three chances per listener.
Okay.
Three chances.
Three emails or three chances?
Three emails.
Three entries. Okay, entries. Okay.
Per person. So if you've got people in your family, they can all enter and obviously, you know, guess. But it's got to be, you've got to get it as close as possible or head on in terms of the color, clarity, size.
Okay, and you want to know the value.
And the shape. What? Sorry, I forgot to mention the shape.
What is the shape?
Well, they have to guess the shape.
Oh, they have to guess the shape.
Yeah, so the shape will be either round.
Okay, hold on. So this diamond that you're going to be giving away here on Chai FM.
Yes.
Right, in 4 weeks' time or three weeks' time. All right, so the color is between I and L. The clarity is between VVS2 and SI2. The size is between 0.4 carats to 0.59 carats.
That's right. And the shape.
Well, the listener has to guess the shape, and they have,
well, the shape,
well, they have to guess the value.
No, the value is going to be
20,000.
The shape, they must either choose round or princess, which is square. So there's two shapes to choose from, round or princess.
Okay.
So they've got to really, like, think. And, you know, if I can give them some advice.
So they have to actually give you all these details.
That's it, in their answer. And if I can give them some advice, you know, we literally got over 800 diamonds on our website as stock. So they can kind of get a feel of what we sell diamonds at. Just to get, you know, just to get an advantage over everybody else, do a little bit of research on the website, on the diamondchannel.co.za, where you can go to the diamond section and you can see the prices, colors and clarities. And, you know, you get a good idea of what we sell diamonds at.
Brilliant. We're going to post this up. I'm going to actually post up all these details on our Facebook pages.
Fantastic.
On highfm.com, Morning Mayhem Facebook page as well, and on our website. And you can go and check it out, and hopefully you'll be able to get all these details for this 20,000 rand diamond.
Yes.
It would be so nice.
I'm very excited. I'd love to know who's going to win it. I'm very excited to see who's going to win it.
That makes two of us.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're a single guy, or maybe even a single girl, you know, it's a...
I can promise you now, Kathy, there will be more girls going on here than guys trying to win that diamond.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Ron Looper, thank you very, very much. Will you come back next Tuesday?
Of course I am.
Oh, good. We like that.
Thank you.
That's Ron Looper from Gold Capital. Go and check them out, goldcapital.co.za. You can also go to the Diamond Channel and to the diamondchannel.co.za. Hopefully I'll be back tomorrow morning with less of a head cold. Thank you, Matthew Gordon. Listen, thank you so much. Thank you to all of our guests. Thank you so much, Ron Looper, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks, team.